Good morning. This is UCC 98.3 FM. This is On a Tangent with Anthony and
Robin.
We are back. Happy Friday.
You sounded really American when you did that.
Did I?
Yeah, you went like 98.
I think that's
because we do a different accent every week.
Is that just become my personality? You know, my accents are kind of.
It's kind of the defining moment of the show. Yes. Like, it's actually quite good.
I feel like that's what, if I was listening
to
home.
We're going to have to pick another one now next week.
I might do it after the break.
Do another one.
I can do a good Welsh one. Stay tuned. But because to be fair, I showed you the last day and it was actually
yeah, you're very good at accents.
Yeah, I don't know where that talent came from. It's just a bit of an unspoken one.
Something random. Myself and my friends were talking yesterday and we were saying, isn't it mad that a load of people don't know that they have talents? And because they haven't ever tried anything. Like, you didn't know you were really good at accents until you tried it.
It was just like I'd start going on nights out. I'd be like, oh yeah, that's happening. I'm like, oh, he's really good.
You know, I spoke to someone the other day and they were saying that how common it is to say a lie to someone when you're out.
Oh yeah, I do it all the time.
Isn't it mad? She was like, oh yeah, I'm making my mission to say at least one lie to a person every night out. And I'm like, are you okay? Do you want to talk?
Is that your objective of tonight? Enjoy your time with your friends.
No, I was like, that's lucky, really fun though.
No, to be fair, I would do it to be fair. It's just funny.
It is funny to be fair. But what if like, then they ask you like an actual...
caught up in the web of the lies.
Yeah, what if they ask you like a serious question? Like, you come back and you're like, yeah, I've just come back from Australia. I'm like a pro surfer. And then they're like, oh, no way. What like surf competition were you in? You're like, bye.
Seven.
See you later.
Yeah, to be fair, it can happen sometimes where you get like, it happened to me once. Can't remember the context of
probably
the,
better
of the,
that you don't.
Thank God. But I just remember it going really badly because I got absolutely caught out because like me and lads, we were like, oh.
Was it a bad one? Like,
not one of the worst thing ever. I think I said I was in a different course or something.
That's not and, that bad though.
No, but she goes, oh my God, are you in third year? And I go, oh no, sorry, I said I was in third. She goes, you're in third year. I was like, yeah. She goes, oh my God, who's your lecturer for such and such module? I goes, okay, I lied about the I lied about my course. I'm actually in something completely different. And it's the most awkward. And also because you're in a club, you can barely hear the voice. So
that.
You just have to be like, wow. It's the worst conversation.
And so ever. Has this defining trait as well, where he'll say something. It will be the most normal thing ever. Like he'll be like, oh, I went for a coffee yesterday. And then he'll say, actually, I didn't. I just lied to your face.
Yeah, I got that from Paul and Killian.
You did it when we were walking down there. You were like, this happened. And then you were like, no, it didn't.
Actually, yeah, I don't know why I do this. I just like to talk.
But I like that you catch yourself and you're like, no, I'm lying.
Sorry. Yeah, that's the thing.
You could have gone along with it. And then you're like,
it.
Really?
It's only like white lies. Like, I'm not out here trying to tell people that like I'm the owner of the UCC Student Union or something.
You know, it was so funny. We, no source needed, went around a couple of weeks ago. I think was it before Christmas or after? Remember when they had the microphones?
Oh, that was only about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
I hope that we didn't like spoil anything. But anyway, they were like going around anyway. And we were all having a chat and they came up with these like, I don't know, actually maybe I shouldn't be saying it because in case they like put it up somewhere, I don't even know if they have.
Yeah, I don't know
but
if they post it or not. But
so basically funny. It was a white lie sort of thing anyway.
So they basically would come up and they'd say a question.
I'm
they'd
hoping
tell
that,
us
they, that
a
this
fact.
Isn't it. But I'm sorry, it's been living rent free in my head for the past few weeks.
I've been thinking about it.
Because
we were recorded. I want to see myself.
Unbelievably funny.
But they went up and they said like the most like white lie like statement ever.
To be fair, I'm the most gullible person ever. I didn't fall for the first one. I was like,
first
I actually
one,
don't think
I didn't
that
fall
one
the second one. They had us like a mouse in a trap.
There was one and they didn't use it, I don't think, but we were like, oh yeah, did you know that Joe Biden is the brand ambassador of New Balance?
Yeah, oh my God.
It's like, what?
And you know this, I'm like, because I walk around, I'm just in my own little world. If somebody came up to me with, like, just, I don't know, a microphone and cameras, I'm going to be like, oh, I knew that. Yeah, no, he's great. He's been fantastic for the company. And then they just start laughing. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but no, you didn't fall for the first one either. It was on like pop culture or something like that. And I was like, honestly, I'm not the person for it. But I was like, I don't think that's true.
I ate that up. I goes, get over here. I goes, that's not true. And then they were like, trying to gaslight me. She's like, no, I came out this morning.
They're really believable.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're
good. I would have cracked. I would have been laughing.
They were good at what they do. Yeah. I'd love to do that. I think we were saying that we might try and get it.
I couldn't do the white lies thing, though.
Not the white lies, but I'd love to go out and just kind of like interview
people
on
street. But you know, my specialty topic, like, I
love.
Yeah, I love talking about love. So I think everyone would be like sick of me. I'd be like, so how'd you meet your partner? They're like, I don't have a partner. I'd be like, how'd you meet everyone? Just tell me, who'd you love in your life?
But yeah, no, honestly, so how was your week as a whole? Because we just on
rag. We had Valentine's and we had rag. Yeah. We had an eventful week. Yeah, I actually had a good week. Like there was nothing crazy. Like rag was good. I went out Tuesday and Wednesday. I actually didn't go out yesterday.
Yesterday
was crazy. I dropped I went to a Prinks and then I dropped my friends into... the city centre, but there was queues, like when I say the whole of Washington Street, like, it was insane.
I was in the midst of them
and I was driving and there was like poof, poof, poof. I didn't know what it was. The lads were on the phone to me as well, and they were like, Robin, are they going shots? I was like, ah, surely not in Cork City, like, surely. But I say it was like, I don't know, maybe it was fireworks or something, but they were going off. Like, and there was guards everywhere all week. I've never seen so many guards in Cork City, like, even like walking around or... And they were shutting down parties like left, right and centre. But
yeah, oh my God, College Road, like something.
It was active.
Every house was like a fraternity house. That was like the Wash.
It was fun though.
Shout out to the Wash. They probably hosted
they were
the best. So the winner of Rag, Barwise, goes to
the Wash.
The Wash. Congratulations.
I agree. It was unbelievable.
It was, you walked in. So I walked in.
To be fair, it was like all like first years, I'd say. But it didn't really, but if you're with your friend group and you're having fun, and there was no hassle. Like no one was like being creepy. There was no like, I wasn't to me, but it was to someone else. But the girls always have the girls back. Like, like, you know, we watched out for the girls. But there was no hassle. The price for pints weren't too bad in the Wash.
Yeah, they're not bad, to be fair.
In Cork City. They're actually lovely.
Especially considering the location
staff
and the popularity.
Staff are so nice. Yeah.
Staff are lovely.
Staff are so nice. And the venue's actually really nice as well.
Venue, I love it. It's very intimate, but also...
Yeah,
it's like a little old man pub that's come to life. It's like a...
People were dancing on tables. People were on the bar.
That's what I was going to say. I walked in a bit late because two lads went there and I wanted to get a little Mackey's just to revive myself.
Wait, what day was this?
Tuesday when I seen you in the Wash.
Yeah.
And I walked in. And
Jersey night or something, was it?
Jersey night, yeah, it was Jersey
Everyone
night.
Everyone was wearing a jersey.
Yeah,
I
was repping my Cork jersey that literally belongs to my friend Shane that I borrowed off him for the 2021 All-Ireland final. Shane, you're not getting a pack, sorry. But we walked into the Wash, and oh my God, there's people on tables. I've never seen the Wash so busy.
Yeah.
It's completely changed my perception of it. Like
me too.
I'm now a Wash man.
But there was what's it called? I went to a particular club. You love this club. I don't think I'm going to say it out on the radio. But I am not going there again. No, I won't be going there again.
I was there twice this week and it was I loved it, I had a great time. Yeah.
No, and actually the music in the Wash is brilliant.
Yeah.
So you're
always a bears over clubs, a pubs over clubs kind of person, aren't you?
I am, but also like I do enjoy a club.
Yeah.
But like the clubs here, like they're not clubs. Do you know what I mean? Like we have all these places that say they're clubs, but
When you go to like Liverpool or even if you go up to the north or whatever, nightlife is completely different. One place I will say I think does have the best nightlife is Killarney. I think Killarney has just like perfect nightlife. It's great. And like, because it's such a just like an Irish vibe. Like I done Galway and it wasn't really the same. But I thought Killarney, I think Killarney's just
Killarney's
perfect around.
Great for a night.
It's my favourite place to go.
I think Galway's good as well.
Yeah, I've only done it once, so maybe
it's
I need to do it again.
Though.
Yeah.
Killarney's more like you're on a night out. Like it's actually great.
Yeah. Galway, I love because you just have buskers everywhere and there's just like a good vibe. But we only done it once and we only done it for a day. So do you know what? Maybe I might book Galway at some stage.
I've been to Belfast. Belfast
been there.
Was good for a night out, to be fair. Where else was there? Dublin. I was in Dublin like once before, I think. I think for a night out, but that was it really.
I've never done a night out in Dublin because I've seen the price. Now, we have like expensive points down here, but apparently like you're paying $6.60 for a Guinness and just random pubs up there, which is disgusting. But shout out to the Wash.
We are proud of you
and we will be back for... Oh my God, that was our last... Oh, that was our last rag.
Yeah, but there's other nights out. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but that's terrible.
Actually, it's probably not your last night out for rag. Because you're going to be here for your master's.
I have two more years, but do people in their master's go out for rag?
Surely they do.
Hopefully. But you know what?
You still have a life in your master's.
If they don't, I'll be there anyway. So, the Wash, I will see you next year.
But I don't know. What was I going to say about... It was about clubbing or something. Oh my God, my brain...
Talking about Belfast?
No, it wasn't about Belfast. I can't remember now. Gone. But, I don't know. Rag is fun. I actually had a really good rag. Hmm. But there's other nights out as well. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Sorry. That it's so sad that you see like, you know, like yesterday I saw the whole of Cork City out and it was such a great buzz.
Yeah.
Like it was lovely to see everyone out and about, but no one does that anymore because it's too expensive. Like the reason I didn't go out last night, but also I didn't have money. So...
You had loads of money.
I didn't.
We all saw your money, Robin. We know where you were, James.
I didn't. I had like literally no money after Wednesday. So it's like...
Yeah, and Julie, it is such a shame. Because when you see a town like that, it just makes Cork.
And my friend's boyfriend came over from Glasgow. I don't know if Isabel is listening, but hello, Will. And anyway, he was like over in Edinburgh, it's £3. Like £3 for like drinks. And it's like, It makes you, like in Cork, we have nothing else to do, I don't think. Like, there's not, like, loads to do, like, and then going out on a night out, if you have, like, one or two pints, it's like, your budget is gone for the week, like.
Yeah, my God. Like, this thing is, if there was just a magic way, if honestly, if it was back, like, a couple of years ago when town used to be thriving, like, we've asked, if you ever speak to our manager inside work, he'll tell you about Sundays. They used to be huge, but we would have been a bit too young for it, but that was, like, the barman's day.
But I would have worked for it, and it was so great.
And, like, so Sundays were always booming, then you had Mondays booming. To be fair, Rairdons have actually brought Mondays back, so fair play to them, but it's just, you only get town being that busy at, like, Rag, Paddy's Day, to be fair, town does come
And we're not saying you need alcohol to have fun or to do anything, but... Like, still going on a night out is nice without drink. Like, do you know, it's still
loads,
fun.
I've done loads of summer nights out, I don't mind.
But it's fun to just be out and doing stuff, because otherwise, like, just, like, it's kind of solo, like.
Yeah, 100%. Should we, like, I'll always go to The Rock. Me and lads go up to The Rock now. Like, I won't drink, I'll just drive.
But yeah, it's handy when you're driving, because you're like, okay,
it's
I can't drink.
I'll just go and get a water, Lemon Tree screaming my name across the road. That is actually one thing I wanted to ask you is, if you have a favourite takeaway, what is it? And not like a Rooster's kind of thing, because I would say that, but.
Rooster's your favourite?
I know, but I'm thinking like dirty takeaway, like Chinese pizza.
Well, I love a Chinese.
Yeah.
But I do love chipper. Like, I would eat chips for every single day for the rest of my life. Like, I love chips. So
I never go to a chipper.
Really?
Never? Like,
I've been to Lennox's.
On College Road?
Yeah.
Don't think so. Oh, I might have had it once, actually. Oh, remember when we used to go to the Lock a couple of years ago? I think I got it then, but...
That was a fever dream.
That was crazy.
Does anyone remember that when there was lockdown? I just think the rules for lockdown sometimes were just like funny looking back. It was like, what was it? It was like no drinking after like 8 o'clock. It's like, okay, COVID disappeared after 8 o'clock. Or COVID came to full force after 8 o'clock. And I was like, okay. But we used to go to the Lock, like, as like, I think college students and...
The Lock summer 2021 and 2020. Yeah. Oh my God, that was mad.
That was lovely.
And
to
that
be
was
fair,
lovely
was
cheap nights out.
So bad though for breeding COVID. Like, yeah, so 100%. Bad.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, oh, let's just go out for like one day. And then your whole friend group has COVID and you're like, okay, this is terrible. And then you'd have to literally isolate for like...
Yeah, literally.
Like, you still wouldn't even want to go out after the 2 weeks. You'd be so petrified.
Yeah, well,
so.
In 2021, I didn't leave my house until about...
Yeah,
end of May. Like, I took a mad series. 2021 summer then. Like, the restrictions were a bit easier. So we were able to kind of... We weren't able to travel, but I remember that's when we went down to Clareny. Like, that's where... That's where I just fell with Clareny. Actually, we went there in summer 2020. I need to stop going to Clareny because I was only there a month ago as well. I mean, they must be getting sick of me down there. But
no, I actually need to go there. I went there for just before COVID, actually. My sixth class. I wasn't
sixth class. The
sorry,
confirmation party.
In sixth year, I went to Clareny on like a sixth year night out or whatever.
Yeah, like a mystery tour kind of thing.
Mystery tour. That's exactly the word. So we went there anyway, and it was actually so fun.
Oh, you need to get back down there. It's
brilliant.
And there, actually, the thing about Clareny is it actually is thriving almost every night.
Yeah.
I don't know where these people are getting their money. I don't think the price of a pint was too bad down there. I think it was about like $5.60 for a course,
and
which is,
you know, how nice that place is. It's like covered like with mountains and like it's
lovely.
Green, and it's in the middle. It's like a city. It's awesome.
Yeah, honestly,
so beautiful.
Clareny, you are so
the wash.
Clareny,
we love you.
And Graham Norton, just you
oh,
know,
sorry,
you
where did he come in?
I don't know. He always kind of seems to get a shout out on this show, and you know.
You love Graham Norton.
I do. I'm a fan of the show. What can I say?
I have much of Noel, to be fair.
Yeah, I always throw on a little follow Graham Norton on TikTok, and I swear to God, your For You page becomes so much better because he just interviews just like these random people. I told you about Lewis Capaldi on Tuesday, but like I just had that following thing on TikTok. I follow like six accounts. It's all Graham Norton.
It's all Graham Norton.
The best thing
okay,
of all
time. Well, stay tuned for the next section because we might talk about Graham Norton again, but who knows?
He might come into the show. Who knows?
Imagine. No. Okay, we're lying.
Graham.
There's waving in there. The distance.
Stop, your face shook up. You were like, is he there?
Okay, next song is Forever by Noah Kahan.
Stay tuned.
Let's drive for no reason. Let's see with these wheels. Then let's grind down the curve of this earth. You look fine in the evening. Honey, it's starting the storm. When we kissed in the car, in the school parking lot, where I'd go with my friends to get drunk. Used to wish I meant anything to anywhere, to anyone. When forever. build a boat for when the river gets high. And I'll meet a girl in the heat of July, and I'll tell her so she knows. And I'm broke, but I'm real rich in my head. That I broke a bone that never healed in my hands. When I hold her close, I might loosen my grip, but I won't ever let her go. I won't ever let her go.
Anthony was like, please do. Sorry, this is UCC 98.3 FM with On a Tangent.
Anthony and Robin, of course.
But Anthony wanted me to do a Scottish accent you to introduce to, us. I'm sorry, I cracked under pressure.
You've done it so. No, this brings this us on to the topic we just learned. But I was dead set.
I'll try to do it in a few minutes. I just got a bit nervous.
Get yourself warm, that's okay.
I think I can do a Scottish accent. It's my favourite accent.
You can't. You've done it. So to the people listening who didn't get to hear it, 5 seconds before we went on air, she nailed it.
Okay, I'll try to. Okay, no one's listening. Welcome back. You're listening to 98.3 FM.
UCC 98.3 FM.
UCC 98.3 FM.
It's On a Tangent with Anthony and Robin.
Anthony and Robin.
That's a bit more Northern. I'm going a bit more Northern Irish.
Are you?
I struggle to...
Wait, try to do this Northern Irish. I love that accent. I love Northern Irish accent.
Oh, wait, no, that was Newcastle. Me literally flexing. I'm so good at accents. And you're like, do a basic accent. I'm like, Right, so I can't.
Oh my god, I'm cracking under pressure. I know.
Go back to a music break. Let me do it again.
I was watching this video though, and it was like Cork has been rated the worst accent in Ireland.
Really?
It's the worst accent.
We do speak very fast.
But it's not even that. We use so much slang.
Yeah.
And then also we're like, I don't know, it's just not nice, like, sometimes. But I love it because it, like, reminds me of, like, growing up and stuff.
Yeah.
So I love the Cork accent.
I love it, yeah. To me, it feels neutral because we're coming from here.
I saw this video of this little girl and she's like, oh, she's so cute. She's in the car and she's talking about how she's, like, mortified. But she's like, I'm mortified. And I'm like, I love it. She's like my cousin. I was like, I'm mortified. I was like, you're the cutest little thing ever.
Yeah, why is it when I see other people talking in a Cork accent, Joe, if it's on, like, social media, I'm like, oh, my God, that a lovely accent. I'm like, oh, wait, That's my accent.
That is me.
To be fair, I was talking to somebody last night and like, oh, where are you from? And I was like, Cork.
Did you make it
like,
up? Oh, no, I thought you were going to make up a lie.
Me make up a lie. I wasn't even out last night. But he was like, oh, where are you from? I was like, oh, Cork. They're like, Wait, say more words. And I was like,
Say more. I hate now, when people ask
every possible word. And what do you think I came up with?
Gurf Margot.
Hello. He was like, they were like, oh no, I don't hear much of a Cork accent. I was
Wait, where's this fella from?
Having a clue. He was wearing a Tipperary jersey, so
Tipperary.
Mans would assume that he is from the Tipperary area.
Are you a detective?
I think so, yeah. I had all the clues lined up.
A Tipperary jersey, maybe from
Joe. There was actually for Jersey night. This is actually funny. On Tuesday for Jersey night, I was in a Cork jersey.
Yep.
Drinking a vodka raza. Now, you can't get more Cork than that. And somebody came up and said, "Where are you from?" And I literally just, I looked there. I looked at my vodka raza. I looked at the jersey. I goes, "I'll give you two guesses, but I think you'll get it in one." And she goes, "Are you from Cork?" I goes, "Well, round of applause." Confetti started flying out over the bars. Bartenders were up in the bars, popping Prosecco. They goes, "You done it! You did it!" I was like, "Oh, nobody ever gets that."
Maybe it was a pickup, not pickup line, but like a way to talk to you.
Yeah, I didn't.
She could hardly just come up and be like, "You're from Cork," because then you would have been like, "Yeah,
I'm from the north."
Well, oh yeah. So we were going to talk about unpreparedness,
which is just what we are right now.
We do it every single week. We're always unprepared. I think in life I'm normally not that organized anyway. Well,
I'm not, to be fair. Like, everything is
unorganized, but unorganized, if that makes sense. It's like, if things go badly, I won't be like, you obviously be upset, but I'm not that organized that it would like affect how I feel and stuff. Because I have like people in my life that, like, if they're so organized that they have literally every like day planned out, their outfits planned out. Like, I saw this girl on TikTok and she had she does her like outfits for the week, and I was like, whoa, that's a new level of organized. She had them like on her like what's the thing called, her mirror, and it was like a sticker of like her top, her jacket, her pants, and I was like, I mean, that's brilliant, but honestly, I just kind of see what's in my, so I don't have that many clothes anyway.
I just wake up, I go, yeah, you'll do again.
4 days in a row, it looks good.
It looks lovely. You can't even see the milk stain.
Number three. But what's it called? So yeah, and sometimes I think when you're very organized, it's a very tough way to be, because if things don't go exactly how you planned, you get very stressed.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's good to be very organized, but it's also very, I feel like it's very tough for people that are very organized, because like, there's so much pressure to have everything go in like this order and to go this particular way. And then, you know, like, even when people have 5-year plans, I think it's fantastic that people are like, this is where I see myself, this is where I see myself. Like, I think, do you do that?
Not like down to like every exact thing, but I have a general consensus of every 5 years.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes, sorry to cut across your name,
that's okay,
but I don't know if you've looked back on like your life in the past, and it's not that everything has gone to plan, because it definitely hasn't for me anyway. Like, it definitely hasn't, but there's some things that like you think about a lot and they kind of just like happen. And like, even when I was in like secondary school or whatever, I was thinking back to when I was in sixth class again. I was about to say, I'm sorry now, I'm permanently
loving your shout out to Robin's primary school today. They must have done a fantastic job. It has been 14 years and she's still ranting and raving about them.
14. Oh my god, please.
Has it?
I don't know.
We don't want to know.
Anyway, and then that's actually sickening. Anyway, so then it's not 14 years, surely. That's insane.
Wait, no, that couldn't possibly be.
We won't even talk about it. It's grand.
We'll do it at the break, because our maths isn't great.
But I was like, oh my god, I forgot what I was going to say. I always do that. What were we even talking about?
I have my calculator open on the bar. I'm subtracting.
It's not 14 anyway.
It was 10 years, I think. 6 years of
that would make sense.
Secondary school. Yeah, that's
nice. Oh yeah, sorry. Stuff that you think about in 6 year anyway. And like, obviously when you're leaving, there's a lot of pressure to leave secondary school and like see what you're doing afterwards, whatever that may be. But if you have like thoughts about where you'd kind of like to be, I've kind of ticked a few of them, really nice.
It's a lovely feeling.
Yeah.
And one thing I've realized, so I do this thing with Snapchat. All my stories go to my eyes only. And I love it. So
you're gonna have to teach me to do that. I don't know how to do that.
I'm not sure. I'll show you there on the break. But basically, I can look back on stories like all the time, and I look back. There's been a lot of little diversions in the past. I think we spoke about this probably on the first shows.
Your seasons in your life.
The seasons thing.
That's
is
a fantastic way of living.
I love it.
But like, for anyone that doesn't know, basically Anthony characterizes his like, I don't know, like your kind of big moments in life.
Yeah.
They're like,
it's like a TV series.
And he doesn't go by like a year calendar. He goes by like an event calendar. So like, there'll be always a main character. So Anya's this one.
She's taking a good string.
Or are you coming into a new season now?
I think we're still in season 9.
Okay, we're still in season 9.
I feel like the season's kind of relaxing a bit, which is great. I think once summer hits, that is summer. That's a new summer season. Always tends to be a season.
Have to say though, especially like with what we work, where we work and stuff like that, yeah. I think a new season is always from Paddy's Day to May, and then 100%. A whole new
this
one
is what I say.
From May to yeah. August, and then a whole new one. That's always
early. That's one thing I will say. One thing that makes these seasons the biggest thing is in work.
Yeah.
You have the cast are changing all the time. I can't think of what is a show where the cast changes all. It's like when Steve Carell left The Office. But
it's like in Grey's Anatomy when no one is safe. Everyone leaves all the
but
time.
But like, especially, I love Joe. When there's like somebody, like I remember there was the season end of summer 2022 when you left, and I was like, whoa, this is a plot twist to the show. Even though you told me 3 months ago, even though you told me in May, I'm leaving in August. But I remember that was like a very distinct end to a season, yeah. Not just because you left, because there was other people who were working there a very long time left as well, and all the summer staff left. But yeah, we're going into, I feel like March, we kind of do go into a new season. As soon as we go back for Paddy's, you get that final stretch. Mm-hmm. And summer then is just a complete season. Mm-hmm. I think people should just try and do it. It's just a fun way to, and it kind of just divides up.
Yeah, just think about your life in that way sometimes. Because it makes you kind of grateful then for that, like those few people that you like put as your like main characters or whatever.
There's people who've been in season 1.
Yeah,
I have gone all the way through. And then I find it so funny because it's just like a drama show where like, you know, when a character comes in for a series, they get all of it and then they're gone. And I'm like, oh, so that was your season, but you're not a recurring character.
You're not a recurring character, but there are some recurring characters.
There's a good few, to be fair. There's a lot of people that have stayed on.
Anyway.
I don't think we're actually describing this very well. Basically, when I say season, we're talking about like a series, not like autumn, winter, fall.
No, yeah. It's just like...
But honestly, give it a go. I just do it. It's just one of the things that make me
I've started to do it now, is that?
It's fun. Yeah. Honestly, I love it. But I had something to say. And
you're talking about when you've ticked stuff off in your life, I think. Yeah.
How did we end up on the tangents? But, I love like looking back, and I've realised there's a lot of like times like diversions have happened, whatever. At the time, I'd be like, oh my God, I've gone completely off track, but you always just kind of come back around.
Yeah. And there's this thing, it was like, my mum was talking about it the other day, and it was like sliding doors. You always do. Anthony's trying to like eat the microphone.
I'm starving.
I actually have an apple in my bag, if you want that. I always have an apple in my bag.
You love an apple.
I actually don't like apples.
So why do you have them?
Because they're so easy to bring around with you in a bag. Because if you put a banana in your bag, it just always gets smushed. So an apple's fine. Anyway, so sliding doors. So it's like the idea that like you go in one door and it's kind of like opportunity cost that like you've kind of missed out on this door.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you go in through that door, and then even if you went into that door, you'd come to this point in your life. Do you ever think about that? So, okay, I'm explaining it badly. So is if you go in one door, you could have a completely different life to this one.
Oh, yeah,
because
you
were supposed to go in the other door.
Yeah.
But do you think that you sometimes just always are kind of meant to be in this kind of spot? Or do you think that it's completely different and you've just literally changed the whole course of your life? Movies like that are so cool.
That is such an interesting conversation.
Because like, would you still know these people? And would you know different people? Or like, and it's so mad. It's like the choices choices are literally what define your life. Like, it's just 100%. Mad.
I wouldn't know you.
Obviously, circumstances as well define your life. But, like, choices. But that's choices that they make. Yeah. Choices that... And sometimes it's out of your control, so it's different. But, like, if you didn't make a tiny choice... Like, if I decided this morning I wasn't going to wake up, like, I might not have... I wouldn't have come into the studio. Mm. Then...
My show would have been completely different.
Yes.
I'd be here on my own.
You who are listening wouldn't be listening to this, and you'd be doing something else, and maybe you might get something from this that you could take to your... It's
the butterfly
effect,
and I will talk about the butterfly effect. Sorry, Alex, because you are sick. If Alex Lennon is listening, I know
he's
you're
not
sick
listening right now.
Death of me talking
working.
About the butterfly effect, but I just love it.
Okay, let's go.
I absolutely love it. And one of my smallest butterfly effects was... leaving my first job at McDonald's, wanting to go to JD, instead texting Ryan asking, can I work in where we work now? Bump into you, and you, who could have told me that taking a job in Deep South that I thought, oh, you know, I might do it for a while, would have two of us as close as we are on the radio.
No, but like,
it's
where our story's kind of mad as well, because when you came into Deep South, I don't know if you should have probably been saying
that.
Anyway, it's grand as what it is. When you came into work, like, I kind of knew of Anthony because we've grown up in kind of a similar area. We had mutual friends or whatever.
We had
so I would
mutual
have known.
Friends, but
and
we
Cork's
didn't.
So small, everyone knows of everyone.
We had mutual friends, but we never actually met face to face.
Because I went to work in a different section.
Yeah.
And then you worked late or whatever. And then it was like I came back one day and you're like this with everyone. You're so friendly.
Hadn't seen this poor lady. I'd probably seen her twice
in my
life.
And we'd spoken, I'd say, once before. And you were like, what did you say? You were like, long time no see, or
oh,
something.
Yeah, I just walked up and he goes, long time no see, girl. And I remember I goes, what? And then you hit back at you and she goes, right back at you. I goes, yeah. She's great.
And then, but even when I came back from Erasmus, I like met up with a few friends, but you were one of them. Like,
yeah, I meant, yeah. Meant a lot. Yeah, that was in January when you came back. Yeah. It's crazy. And I still think it's so mad because I remember when I joined my first week, you were there.
Yeah.
And then you were gone for a while. I think you came back in about February. Mm. And like, I literally knew you once. And it's the small thing of what if I just walked past, like, we probably would end up talking anyway because we work together.
And as well, but, we talk for Ireland.
Yeah, we talk to the wall if the wall would stay.
It never does.
The studio inside UC Radio is after getting a free extension just from us just blabbering on. They're actually getting a basketball court right over there where Robin used to sit against the wall. There is now a full basketball court with a swimming pool and an aquarium. So UCC, you are welcome for your renovations. So if you're looking for extensions, get on to Anthony and Robin on a tangent.
We'll just talk to your walls. Anyway, go on.
But yeah, so I always think that's like the weird, that's like the craziest
butterfly effect.
But I've had so much of them. And like so much that I've just even a small thing of like, so one person that I'm friends with, I won't say it, but basically how
he's going to end up saying it in like 2 minutes.
No, I won't. Because who basically is it?
Sorry,
you are honestly, I was just about to go full out. We should just go, oh yeah.
I always do this.
So basically, this story is basically how one of my closest friends met the girlfriend, and it is the butterfly of butterfly effects.
Okay, go on.
So we were going out.
I love. This is such a great. This is such
at
a like.
At the break, Robin said, "Can we talk about love again?" I goes, "Please."
Please, no.
I goes, "Give it, just
give it
one
a rest.
Day."
Like no.
But so basically, we were going out for RAG 2021. I want to say maybe 22. Oh no, sorry, RAG 2022. And my friend was in Dublin, and he was supposed to stay there till 9 o'clock. He was not supposed to be going out, and we were supposed to go to Conway's. My friend got work off early. Was able to drove down. Yeah. How did you guess?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I've told you this
anyway,
story.
Anyway, no, go on.
But so we were supposed to go to a completely different club and he was not supposed to be out. We went to line up at a club across the road. Line was too big. I goes, all right, we'll go to this one. My friend still was not supposed to come out, by the way. He hadn't told any of us until he literally texted, goes, oh yeah, I might try and make it into town if I can. Mm. Got to the top of the line and he was haunted. Literally the bouncer just turned around, he jumped in, completely got away with it. And he went in and he met his girlfriend who he's been with. Literally to this day still, and they're still going strong. And
oh,
it's literally,
stop.
I always say to him, I'm like, you shouldn't have been out that night. And it just shows like, what are the odds?
The importance, you know, of like putting yourself out there.
Literally.
And also,
you never know.
That's such a beautiful story.
I love it.
I've heard so many people be like, about their partners, like, oh, I met them on a night out in Cork. I'm like, what?
Where are you finding these great people?
No, but like, I'm like, how can you talk to someone on a night out? Yeah, I don't understand, because you know when you're at the club,
I'm too deaf. I'm too deaf.
Someone's like, hello, and you're like, I'm sorry, I'm just going to dance with my friends.
I'm sorry. No, I'm horrendous. Even last night, I was taught this poor lady. I didn't hear a word she was saying. The music was way too loud, and it was my favourite song, so I was just like, yeah!
Dakota.
No, on Dakota, it was Stick Season, which is now coming up there. But I'm deaf inside nightclubs. I can't talk to anybody. And she was saying like, she was saying something about UC, and I said, huh? About four times she had to walk away. That was a terrible conversation. But I just can't talk inside clubs. But
that's the thing. I don't know how people do.
Yeah,
that.
But the fact that I always look
as well with
at
your
that,
friends, you're like, I just making that.
Yeah, but I always look back to that relationship as like one, like it could just be, and it was a random Thursday.
It was
and
a random
complete
Thursday.
Different trajectory. Do you
that's
know what
the
mean?
Thing as well.
Open,
like
sliding doors.
Sliding doors.
That's what I said.
And you just never know. Like you actually never ever ever know. And people have such like funny, quirky like. Butterfly, they're so random. Like it's so random. I don't know. Like we said there, the most important thing is like putting yourself out there and being open to new opportunities.
Allow opportunities to come to you.
To you
I think I've said, they're probably sick of me saying this, but I always think that for what is meant for you, you have to meet a half. I think you do half it, and I feel like the other half will meet the rest.
If you're meant to do that, like you can only go so far with something.
Yeah, I like
you
to,
can't go the whole way. Like
no,
sometimes
you get help from fate, universe. That's my humble opinion, and it helps me sleep at night. Do you know what I mean?
I was about to say, I was like, sometimes you just need that because otherwise, like, I don't know, you'll never like believe that you'll go anywhere otherwise. But I think that does always work out. Like if you really want something, I think it'll either show you that it's probably not the right thing at all, or it'll be like, okay, well, just keep working. Like you hear all these like CEOs and like all these like people starting their careers in their 40s and like all this, and it's like they had a dream for so long but they acted on it like a bit later on in life.
You sent me a TikTok and it was Oh, it was an Oscar speech. Do you remember? Oh, do you remember the name of the actor? But I'm gonna check our messages there. But I watched it like 16 times.
No, me too. I love those TikToks. It's like humans being humans, and it's Hopeful Core.
Hey Q Kwan movie scene.
What movie was he in?
I actually haven't a clue. But anyway,
he won an Oscar anyway. Absolutely fantastic.
He was there and he was like, oh, they say that this stuff only happens in movies. And he was like, this is proof to follow your dreams. I was watching. I was like, two in the morning. I was like, this is delightful.
I love crying to a happy
And then
TikTok.
Under that, then we just had like a doll getting arrested by the police for robbing a car. Our TikToks are very strange.
So strange.
But
so for the butterfly effect, any more ones that you have?
There's like so much little small ones of just like, I think I've spoken about my course. I've said that before. I'm trying to think of a new one. Do you have any that...
There was one I was listening to on TikTok again. I'm sorry.
Our only source
of information.
This podcast is brought to you by TikTok.
But there was this man with Graham Norton and he was...
Oh, when worlds collide.
What a play effect.
So Graham, we're going to bring you into the conversation. What do you think about this? Oh, well, I think it's great to be on the show.
But this guy was saying that he met his, like, I think his husband by, he was like in America and he walked into the supermarket and he said he walked past this man and he was like, I was on the phone to my friend and I just had to hang up because he's like, I think I just saw the love of my life. Like, I need to hang up. Like, yeah. Sorry, what? Anyway, and then your man kept like looking back at him and he walked out the supermarket and this guy was like, what's this word?
Waving
for him to come back. Sorry.
What's this one? You go to me. I'm like,
So waving for him to come back. And he walked on and then he was like, I think I've just like lost like the love of my life possibly. He was like, I've just like love at first sight. Anyway, so a few days passed.
I'm gonna ask you something in a minute.
And he went, okay, scary. And then he went back to the supermarket, you know, like for a few days and your man wasn't there. And then one day he was on the train and he decided to buy the newspaper. He was like, I don't really buy it, but I don't know. He was like, I bought the newspaper. And he was reading a column and it was like, I don't know what the words are. People just put out on a billboard or something like that, like a who are you column. Mm. And the guy from the supermarket. Yes, the guy from the supermarket was saying, it described him and he was like, I want to go on a date or something like that. And now they've been together 19 years.
That's
19 years. Please stop.
That brings me to a question. And now I'm not sure what my answer is. Do you believe in love at first sight?
Yeah.
How have we got onto love? How have you tricked me into that? You have your sneaky ways. Well, and like, she's absolutely delighted.
I'm so happy.
Rubbing her hands together.
It's not even like love, like romantic love. I love talking about platonic love.
Yeah.
How people like, how friends love each other, how like you love your animals, how like your family loves you. I just think it's just beautiful and I love talking about
because she's not exaggerating. It's the like you're getting minimum
I think
seven
I'm probably the only like single person for Valentine's that was like I love Valentine's. I literally love it so much.
Best of us were in the gym. I went to the gym with Killian on Valentine's. I was like, this is terrible.
No, it's just lovely. Like, it's just like people like loving each other.
So you know that remember that TikTok I sent you of everybody walking around with like just collecting up their cards and like their roses and stuff and that? I was like,
no, love.
I was going to Big Little getting coffee. I was like, yeah,
I know, yeah, literally. But love it. Well, what were we saying? You were asking, do I believe in love at first sight?
Yeah,
I do believe in love at first sight. Yeah, I think so. I do think as well, like there's different ways that you can like, what just happened there?
None.
Okay, we'll talk about it after on the break. Anyway, so I don't know. I think people can fall in love at first sight. And then I also think like love kind of can grow. Like it's just like giving someone like a chance.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Like sometimes you're like, oh, like, I don't know. Like we'll see how it goes. And then it's better than you could have expected.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe in love at first sight. I think you can love the idea of somebody at first sight, but I think love grows. That's my opinion. So I'm not sure, but I don't know if that answer is a yes or no. I don't think it's a yes or no question.
I think it's a bit of both. I think sometimes when you see a person, it can happen. Like you're just see them and you're actually like, you're just like, oh, okay.
Just running out from like,
hello,
I'm your biggest fan,
and you're like, oh, okay, like it does happen.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah, you can be in love at first sight, but then it's like, I don't know, like love doesn't always have to like remain forever. But I don't know. I think, and you change as a person.
You're in your element right now. Talking about
just love. I just love talking about it. But I think so. I think so. But I do.
That was an interesting one because I'm sure you sent me that story about the two lads in the supermarket. I think you sent it to me on TikTok because as soon as you said billboards went up.
That's on my TikTok as well. People meeting each other in like obscure kind of ways.
Yeah.
Or like really like, I don't know, it doesn't even have to be very romantic. Like I've read of stories where people have met each other in like a supermarket. It's just, I don't know, it's timing.
Me running to Lidl right now, be like, oh my God, no. Where's all the flour? Because I'm so good at baking. I can't bake.
Or even like, I don't know, like people, like family members, like doing stuff for people. What's your love language?
Touch, I think.
What you like people doing to you or what you like doing for people? Because I think sometimes it can be different.
What I like for me is touch. What I like for me is touch, and what I like my love language
for doing other people, yeah,
is God.
Because I was only talking to my dad about it like yesterday, and he came out with the most random answer. Like yeah. I did not expect him to say this. He was like, "Oh yeah, mine is hugs." I was like, "Dad, what? A touch?" I was like, "Really? Like I don't know." I was like, "That's maybe, so random."
Laughing, joking. I think is that my
love
language?
That's okay. Yeah, that's.
I think that was the first one that came to my head. I might have another one.
You like having a banter with someone?
Oh yeah, I need that because I'm not a serious person. Do you know what I mean? I'm always just like I'll always drop it. No, it might not be funny, but I'll find it funny. I'll be giggling to my own jokes.
They won't be laughing, but you will be laughing.
That was a knee slapper.
Or even like I don't know. There's like five like main ones, but like that's obviously one. But yeah. There's like I think it's words of affirmation, touch. Quality time.
Oh, quality time is mine actually. Sorry, you let me change that.
What
quality
other
time.
Two are there?
100%.
I'm gonna have to look it up there now.
Do go for it.
You keep chatting away.
Right. So guys, now it's just me. Robin's gone off and she's oh my God, are you looking up love again?
Oh, here we go. So the five love language types.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time and physical touch.
Receiving gifts is probably my last one. I don't like it. I feel like awkward when I get gifts.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like, oh, thanks. If somebody wants to drop me a Tesla, I'm not going to be like, oh, stop it. Where's the words of affirmation?
To be fair though, gifts in a way as well, it's like if someone wrote you a letter or if someone like...
Small gifts like that. Yeah. Doesn't need to be... Thoughtful. Well, actually, yeah. Thoughtful gifts mean a lot.
But if someone's like, just going to get you, I don't know, a new car, I'd be like,
I'm not gonna say no. I'm not gonna throw the keys back and say you write me a letter, boy.
But yeah, like yeah, I think mine are I kind of think I like them all, to be honest. I do think so. I think quality time is, I thought it was words of affirmation, but I actually think it's spending time with someone.
Yeah, 100% quality time. Because I hate texting people.
Yeah,
I'm a bad texter.
I'm the worst texter.
Like, I'll meet up somebody. Then, like I way prefer just like meeting up to that. Like,
having a chat. Yeah.
Yeah, it's way better. So yeah, I definitely think what was it called again?
Which one?
The one we were just talking about.
Oh, time.
Quality time is definitely my love language. Not laughter, which I don't think was an
option. But that can be one.
But we added in option number six.
Who says that just these five are like the love types? Yeah, exactly. So we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back with another tangent topic. Stay tuned.
And I hope you don't know what it is because I don't either. Baby, then you put your love. Around me, and you. This is UCC 98.3 FM. This is On a Tangent with Anthony and
Robin.
Robin.
Sorry.
I don't know why I'm doing that. We're never going to introduce ourselves normally again. Oh, we didn't do that. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. You still owe me a Scottish accent.
I did it for you earlier. I did.
Oh, sorry.
I did.
I've short-term memory.
That's okay, Dory.
I think I promised you a Welsh accent, didn't I?
Welsh accent? I don't know how to do one. I'm not
to kind of talk Welsh, you have to like speak up and then go down. And that's
kind
of how you talk Welch.
That was pretty spooky, good.
And so I don't
what
know.
What a nice accent, though.
I remember the thing. It was, oh, do you remember that the guy Liam on Love Island? He was going out with Millie. Like, good looking enough. He was like 6'6", like black hair, beard. He won it in 2021.
No.
But he was from Wales, anyway. I remember I was like, what a terrible accent. And then I've actually, one of the girls, her mum is actually Welsh. And so, well, I think she's actually Welsh as well. I haven't spoke to her in a while. But so she'd be around with us and she'd be like, oh yeah, you're talking like this. As soon as her mum rings, she'd go, hello, mum.
I love it.
And it was the funniest thing I've ever
seen. I love when people have an accent.
Yeah,
accents are brilliant.
I do know what it is, but everybody loves an Irish accent. So basically, our best feat.
Since when?
Anytime.
This is news to me.
Anytime you go abroad, as soon as you hear an Irish accent. When I was over in Liverpool, as soon as you spoke an Irish accent, it's like, oh, is that an Irish accent? I'm like, yeah. I'm like,
yup.
Yeah, that's me. But
I'd see you can't hear it yourself, so like
that's the thing, like my voice just seems
normal. Didn't think people would like an there's nothing wrong with an Irish accent, but I just didn't think it would
that's
be like
what
the
they
top
say is like the
10 accents.
Yeah.
In the world.
Do you know what the American accent can be a bit kind of like it's some there's people from I typically find people from the West Coast are very hard to understand
because really?
The West Coast is kind of more like this. It's more like tangy and just doesn't like sit with
it
my
seems
ears
like such a friendly
at all.
Accent though. It's
oh,
like,
it's like perfectly outgoing, but my ears are just like ringing. It doesn't like the volume, the sound waves just don't work. And I'm just like, sorry, all I'm hearing is just hot fuzz. I'm just hearing white noise in my ear right now. Can you type that out for me, please?
I love that song.
White noise. Oh, that's natural. I thought you just wanted me to play. Psh.
I do that when I'm studying sometimes. But I listen to brown noise. I don't know if there's
what's
a difference.
Brown noise.
Don't know. It helps me study anyway.
To be fair, I actually have the same. Well, is this weird that I just listened to? Oh my god, sorry, that's my phone.
I was thinking, so
but I actually listen to like TikTok audios. I'll find like a loop.
Oh, you do? They're
yeah.
so scary.
Well, they're grand. They just get me in the zone. I can't listen to music. And actually, when you sent me, I can't remember what song you sent. You actually got me on the No I Can't Help. Thank you for that. And I was very late. But I remember, like, we were in the library. I think it was me.
No, you let me listen to that song that you were listening to. That's the scariest song I've ever heard. I felt like I was waiting to be like, I don't know, like in a lift, but like also like on a horror movie at the same time. It was horrible.
Just, it's like
the worst sound I've ever heard.
Excuse you, that is my study music.
Well, I'm telling you, it's awful. Like
it gets me. I don't know. I just can't have like.
Post it on our Instagram later on, and yeah, we can let people be the judge of that.
No, I don't fancy it.
Yeah.
But so I remember, bad, like I'd be sitting next to you, and we'd be studying whatever, and you'd be like.
Yeah, no, I would.
You'd be listening.
No
like,
one actually knows what you just did there because you were silent.
Except for the God bless the tree people who walk past just see me going like that. You know, we're keeping it trendy here in Alatans. They can definitely hear us outside, can't they?
Yep.
Hello.
Anyway, so we were talking beforehand about the butterfly effect. And then before that, we were talking about being unprepared. Which today we are. But I want to know, are you an organized or disorganized person?
I would say short term, if this makes sense, short term, I'm unorganized. So like stuff like my room won't be that organized, like my car won't be that organized. But long term, I kind of do have like goals and stuff that kind of help chase. But the smaller stuff, like, I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know, it's a weird one. I think people would typically say I'm not organized.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter what people say,
yeah,
it's what you say.
I would say I'm organized.
Oh, you're saying, okay.
I feel you're a very organized person.
I'm a disorganized, organized person, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I'm not like, I wouldn't be like organizing as in like I have my whole life together and I don't know how to.
Who does?
Yeah, I know. And I don't really know, like, I don't know, I'm just not extremely organized. Like I don't really have like a touch of OCD or anything like that. I'm just a bit, I don't know. But then like I always get stuff done or like, I was wondering where that
you
went.
Left it here.
He has my hair bobble and he was going about to fling it at me there. The power you have right now about to pissed off.
Guys, like, if we could ever get behind the scenes on right now, this is fantastic.
There is so much power in doing that sort of move.
You can't leave weaponry around. You with two big braces around, should you come over and just whack them? Please don't.
Anyway.
No, you can have your go-go back.
Well, yeah, no, disorganized, organized. But things are always... Stop. You're stressing me out, like. I get very stressed, actually. That's something.
Wouldn't you? You don't seem like a person.
I probably don't seem it, but I'm a very...
You always feel like cool as a breeze.
I don't think I'm ever a breeze or cool. I think I'm like a storm. It's like a tornado all the time. I don't know. Like, I'm not really that, like, chill. Yeah, you know, people are like, I'm so chill. I was like I've never...
To be fair, I would say I am very rarely just...
Chill.
I would love to be chill.
Cool, breezy, chill.
Whatever's down with the kids these days is being chill. I would like to know what it's like because I haven't seen it.
I want to know her. I would love
to meet her. She seems delightful. So chill if you're out there. Can't wait to get a phone call from Chill Insurance and saying, hi, I heard you were looking for us. I'm like, no, not you. I was looking for something else. But I
don't know. It kind of keeps you on your toes as well when you're not always
chill. I always
chill.
Feel like I have something like coming up or like something on my plate, something like that.
But I can relax. Do you know, like, I can sit down and, like, or be in a moment and be like, I'm very chill, but, like, 90% of the time, like, I'm not really that chill. Like, I'm just not really a chill person.
And I feel like you're always on the go. You're always doing something.
I love doing something
else. Yeah, you're always, like, I'll just wake up. You'd be, like, in a sea swim at, like, 8 o'clock.
Like, anything.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, even today, I was like, well, I just go swimming in the beach because I have...
me and the shooter go, I wonder where... She's running a bit late.
I don't think I have time. But, no, I'd love to go for a swim and stuff. I don't know. I like doing nothing, but I also just like having bits to do. Like, I just like not...
Stuff to look forward to.
Stuff to look forward to in the day. And I feel like I just don't want to waste a day. Like, I just don't want to waste... Like, yesterday, after the night out from the night before or whatever, I literally slept for 4 hours in the day. I hate that. I want to do stuff, like,
I am not a napper. I'm not enjoying it. My mom is. She'll always have, like, a little 2 hour nap in the evenings, but she'll still get to bed early. If I fall asleep for even an hour during the day, I'm ruined.
No, I'm ruined.
The thing is, I'm up till 3:30 every night anyway. Do you know what I mean? So I can't exactly...
What time do you wake up at then, though?
About 10.
Yeah.
About 6:30, 6. Well, actually, I suppose if I don't have to wake up for college on, like, a natural, on, like, let's say Saturday, when I come home, I'll watch whatever, whoever's playing in the NBA, that'll finish at about 3:30. I'll probably wake up at about 11:30. Mm. I'm always out a bit. I'm always awake before 12.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Another topic. So, you know how you have, like, stuff to look forward to? We were talking about that there. I think it's really important to not even to look forward to stuff, but to look forward to right now. Like, right now. Because I was just thinking about that there and I was like, oh, I'm, like, so looking forward to seeing, like, I haven't seen my family in, like, a week or whatever.
Yeah.
Because they've been away. So I'm so excited to see all of them. Mm. But I'm, like, so happy now. So it's really important to, like, enjoy this.
Yeah.
Because we said it on Monday because we had an extra show, but it was like, enjoy the little things because when you look back, they're going to be big things.
Yeah.
Even like, I was having a chat with my mom the other day, I think I already said this, but that's like a little thing that maybe I'll look back on when I'm like not living in Ireland and I'll 100%. Be like, I miss this so much. Even like last year, I was like, oh my God, I miss
this. There's so much stuff we take. Yeah. There's so much little things that you take for granted and it's only when you look back and you're like, oh, that, like, the things that you think were like...
So big.
Like, yeah, like you remember holidays and stuff like that, but you always just like, even like I remember being young, like my mom would always take to the cinema. I couldn't tell you a movie we went to see. I couldn't tell. It was Douglas Cinema. Do you remember the old Douglas Cinema?
Douglas.
But
yeah,
that I can still remember going there. I couldn't tell you about the movies, but you just remember it, and that was like
would
such
it
a
have
small
been
thing.
Closer for you to go to Blackpool.
Would have been way closer. I think my mom just liked to spin out to Douglas.
Oh,
and Casey's
nice.
Wasn't even open yet. Mom, you need to answer for your... I think Douglas Cinema was good back then, though.
Yeah.
They knocked it down and replaced it with a little. That was disappointing.
With a little. Yeah, it's a massive little as well.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah. So the little things
small
are
things
big
like that,
things in the future.
You do remember them 100%.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, it's important to basically enjoy the now.
Yeah.
As much as you can. I think if you can kind of ground yourself a small bit, grounding yourself, like, I don't know the best way that I find to do that. Do you ever do it?
Just trying to center myself.
Yeah.
The odd time, yeah.
So, best way I think to do it is, so you put, my aunt actually taught me this, so you put your 2 feet on the floor, right?
Yeah.
Preferably without shoes because you just feel a bit more grounded. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Put your hands like, as like, not crossed or anything, like on the chair or like on like here, just as close to the ground as well as possible.
Okay.
And like breathe and just kind of like, just feel that you're here, like know that you're, I have to sound like a spiritual guru, but it really like centers yourself or even try like focus on something here. Because then your thoughts don't go away. So like right now, I'm like really focusing on like this. It really centers you. I don't know.
Nice.
Give it a go. You feel a bit better after it.
I think that's a lovely closing message for all of our tangent listeners.
Yeah.
So guys, we'd just like to say thank you very much for listening.
Mm.
Bit hectic. I couldn't really tell you what we talked about, to be honest, but it was great. As we all.
That was so.
I'm so sorry for anybody, who's, for anybody who's listening on volume over 6. I will repair the speakers in your car. But right, anyway, guys, thanks very much. And we will be back again next Friday with the biggest topic of the year. I'm joking. We do.
It is the biggest topic of the year.
Is it love again?
No, it's not love
Thank
again.
Thank God.
It is love again. Anyway. Okay, stay tuned next week.
Stay tuned and thanks very much for listening. And have a good weekend. And be sure to drink water. That's my saying.
That
I came
was a
up
really
with it all
good
on my
idea.
Own.
Yeah.
It was such a great saying. Anyway, thanks guys. Bye.
Bye.